Good morning and thanks for joining me. This is Aaron Gerrels and you're listening to Grow an Online Business, where I'll share with you all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to start and grow an online business for yourself. Today we are talking about the theory of expectancy. So when people are expected to do something, typically speaking, they will perform in order to meet those expectations, especially when they think it will help them accomplish a task or a goal that they have set for themselves. So I'll get into that, and we will touch on the week ending on the business that I have started myself. It's been a little while since we've talked about that, so we will touch on that first, and then we will dive into the theory of expectancy as soon as we get back. All right, first I told you that I would clue you guys in on how it's going this week. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've actually touched on how the business is going. I know I started it almost 2 months ago, and it definitely takes some time to, first and foremost, it takes a little bit of time to get out of sandbox. So as you first design your website, start building your online business, and start adding content to it, it takes a little while for that content to index and start showing up on Google, as well as Bing and Yahoo, all of the other ones. But primarily speaking, we're just using Google for this this week ending, at least today. So Google Analytics Home shows I'm up to 49 users. I'm up 6.5%. So this week's going up a little bit better. I've got most of the people that are checking out my website, that are coming to my website, are from the United States, which is to be expected. I've got a few from Europe, a few from scattered places around the little map. It doesn't show much. It shows less than, it looks like less than 2% coming from anywhere else. So no big deal. And then on my pages, it shows my homepage is my most visited page. From there, some of my better articles that I've written, that I've posted and shared, and I'll go over a little bit where I've been sharing those and what's been driving the most traffic to my website the last couple of weeks. And for the most part, it's still growing. It's growing a little bit slower than I would have liked, and it's kind of hit and miss, man. I have really, really good days and then really bad days. So in fact, even last week, it said, how do people get to you? Monday, December 7th, I had 4 direct, 2 organic, 1 referral, 1 social. Tuesday the 8th, it was 3 social, 3 referral, 4 organic, 1 direct. And then just as a clear contrast here, to Saturday, December 12th, I do not do too well on the weekends, probably because I take the weekends off. So I post my articles on Wednesday typically. So Wednesday and Thursday are my best days. Thursday was my best day. I had social 0, which was a little shocking. Referral 3, organic 4, which was great, and direct 8. So, and I'll go over where I'm sharing my articles and where I'm posting those and getting the most traction here in just a moment. But like I said, Saturday and Sundays, I had 1 referral, 1 organic search for both Saturday and Sunday. So my weekends currently are a little weak, at least weaker than I would have hoped that they would be. I'm hoping to start getting obviously more traffic than that. Okay, so where I've been sharing my articles, I have been, like I told you before, writing and posting about 1 article per week. Some of my articles are simply information articles. Some are sales articles, so they do have a lot of product in mind. I'm doing some comparison products, and then I've stuck my Amazon affiliate link on there so that if people do decide to purchase any of those products that are related to the business that I'm doing, I will get a little something for that, would be nice. And as of yet, there have been a lot of people that have looked at those things, clicked on the links, but have not yet purchased. So as of yet, still not making any money with this website, but it is going a little bit better each week and each day than it was before. Now, where I'm sharing my articles, obviously I post my articles on my website. which is good. You want to have a base area, a place for people to come to find your products and to find your articles, your information, to start building out your reputation, whether it be a personal brand or a business brand you're building out. People need to know where to find you and to be able to count on and rely on that. We will be going over website construction and the building of it, because I do absolutely need to rebuild my website. I did build it, but not as a journey. And so I'm going to go into, probably going to take a whole month and go over the hero's journey, as it is known by a lot of people. It helps with funnel sales funnels, and marketing funnels. So we're going to get into that. We're going to go into how to create a story and a story brand in the website, how to create a journey for them to go through on the website once they click on, and then move through each step as we go along the way. All right. And I am right now, like I said, posting those articles on LinkedIn. I'm posting them on Facebook. I do have a Facebook group that we are growing. So I post them on my Facebook page, my Facebook group. Often I will share from my page to the group. And then I've got them on LinkedIn. I do have a Tumblr page. I have a Pinterest page. I have an Instagram page, which I will post the graphics for the articles that I write. When I create those graphics, I used to use Canva. I'm starting to get a little bit more into using Adobe Photoshop. So the quality of my thumbnails and my graphics are getting a little bit better. I haven't noticed a big increase in traffic from that, but I have noticed that the better the graphic, the better it does, it seems to do on Pinterest. And it really depends on what colors you use, what the placement of the font is. There's a lot more to advertising or putting pins, creating pins and posting them on Pinterest than I would have thought before. It seems like every single platform has its own complete new or its own unique list of rules and ways in order to do the best on that platform. So we will be diving a little bit deeper into those. We may even be talking to some people that are better at it than I am. So I'm hoping to find those people, and I will bring them to you as soon as we get a chance. Okay, that being said, we will touch base probably in a couple more weeks. I think I'm going to wait a couple weeks. It seems to be now, and originally it was kicking off the first like month, 2 months. It made sense to touch base every single week on how it was going. I think now it should probably be a monthly check-in on how it's going, because it's going to take 6 to 8 months for it to really get its feet grounded and my articles to move up. Right now, my articles for the keywords I've been targeting are on about page, I think I'm averaging page 67 for almost 900 keywords. So that isn't too bad. It isn't great. I really, really, really want to get that to about the 30 range, because if I can get that to the 30 range, it means I probably have some in the top 10, top six. If I can get some keywords in the top six, then I will be really highly ranking for those, and it will be really driving a lot more traffic to my site. So I'm hoping to get those up, but it does take time. You've got to write really good, high quality content, and then you have to advertise it everywhere, share it everywhere with everyone. And if it is good, you will start to gain backlinks organically from people who've been reading it and sharing it with their within their circles of influence. So trying to originally share it as much as you can, get it out there in as many possible places as you can, so that you can get the most readership. And then once they are reading it, then people will start sharing it, especially if it's really good content. And Google will pick up on the fact that it is good content and that people are staying on your content to read it. And so your bounce rate goes down. When that goes down, you start moving up. So that is what I'm currently working on right now. I will be still putting out probably one article a week. I may go to every other week, just because I've already got some really good high quality stuff on my site, I think. And it's time to reorganize the way that the site carries people through that journey. I'm not keeping them on my site as long as I would like to. So I'm looking to increase that. And I can increase that by creating a better journey for them, a smoother journey that makes more sense, that carries them onto at least one additional page on my website. And if I can do that, then my conversion will be much, much better. And I will move up much, much faster on Google. Okay, that being said, let's touch on expectancy theory. So we've talked a little bit about how to motivate people, how to influence those people, how to get your customers or your clients, your potential followers or audience to engage with you more, more honestly and more often, which basically means you're going to hopefully be able to convert that into money. Now, that being said, you need to be giving people value. And so giving them value is offering them things that they want. Now, those can be free things. Those can be mini courses. Those can be articles. It can be any number of things, so long as you're delivering value. Now, the best thing you can do is get people engaged and get them engaged into interacting with your content, interacting with you. People really enjoy interacting with other people. So if you're going to go live with the expectancy that they'll show up. Now, people that are expected to show up to something are a lot more likely to actually show up than if they're not expected to show up. So if you're posting things and prepping for your live event on your Facebook, your YouTube, whatever it is that you're going live on, if you're expectancy is, hey guys, you know, probably not a lot of you are going to show up. They're not going to show up. You need to be communicating with people in a way that expresses your expectancy of them to show up. Hey guys, when you're there, here's what we're going to be going over. Here's what I want to touch on. Here's what we're going to be talking about, guys. So let them know you expect them to show up. And if they feel expected to show up, they will, under one specific condition. And that is if they feel that their showing up will help to benefit them. Meaning, if they feel like, yes, if I show up, then you'll give me that piece of information. But if I'm not there, you're not going to replay it. So they're going to get something or get something extra, that extra insight, that little bit of information, that special little something they're going to get from you live that they won't be able to get from you if they miss the live event. So that air of expectancy that you place on them, expecting them to be there, will encourage them to show up and be there to fill that expectancy of you that you've created in them, as long as they believe it will benefit them in some way. So again, just be sure that you're promoting not only that you're going live, but that you're going to be sharing some information with them that you don't have time to in the promo that will change their life if they'll show up. And that you're not going to be airing that live thing in perpetuity. You're not going to just click it on and then just make it go forever after that. You have to make it something enticing that they have to be there for at that time or they miss out on. So it kind of pulls a couple of different theories into play. So you've got the fear of missing out. Anyway, there's a lot of different things that come into play, but just use expectancy or go back and listen to some of the other previous podcasts. But you've got to use expectancy in a way that offers them something they want and then let them know you expect them to come and get it. That's why you're sharing it, is because you expect them to be there and take it from you. All right. So that is all we've got for today. If you're enjoying this podcast, please do like and rate me on whatever platform you're using. It is getting close to Christmas. I am hoping to get some better equipment. Right now, I'm just using the embedded internal mic that's on my computer. And I understand that the audio is not great. I also know that I'm not super good at doing this yet. I will be getting better. Just because I'm just having so much fun doing it. And I believe that I'm going to start doing some live engagements and some live things on Facebook and YouTube as well in the coming year. I've got some big plans for the coming year for Grow an Online Business and for Broken Moon. So we will be doing quite a bit with those, especially in the new year in 2021. 2020 was a rough one. So I don't know, guys. Thanks for making it through 2020. And I'll tell you what, looking forward to talking to you again in another week. And again, jump on the Facebook group and let me know if there's anything in particular that you'd like to go over as far as tips, techniques, advice, something on growing or starting your online business. If you're stumped or you're stuck in a spot, maybe your website isn't working as well as it should, your marketing isn't going as planned, whatever the case may be, jump on there and ask a question. If I don't know the answer, I will help find it for you because I just want to make sure that everybody's getting what they need in order to grow an online business. I think now is the time, because there's never been a better time to grow an online business than right now. And I think we can all help one another out. I'm not up here trying to pretend that I have all of the answers. I just have a lot of the questions and a willingness to dig in and dive after the answers and see if I can't find them. So if you guys have any questions that are similar to mine or different than mine, please do ask them so that we can find those answers together. All right, guys, it's been great. I appreciate you guys showing up. I look forward to seeing you again next week. And until then, have a great one.